quick show of hands. Who here uses SAS or SPS or Stata, some expensive statistical software? Who here uses R, Python, or something open source? So maybe 5-to-1 ratio. The reason why I'm presenting here and why I think this is important is 10, 15 years from now, I think that will be inverted. I think there will be financial pressures will push institutions to encourage open source software packages. In addition, I think automation is coming, and a lot of the reports we generate, we need to get ahead of the curve and start automating them now before stakeholders start demanding it due to funding pressures. So here's what one thing the Houston Health Department did with a quality improvement report. I'm going to go over the old state, and then I'm going to talk about our transition to using R Markdown for the new state. So in the old state, we ran a report in Maven, and it generated three canned reports that outputted essentially CSV files. And we had to kind of munge the data a little bit, and we did this by putting it into Access and then point and click and draw a query. From that Access database, we would be able to get a single flat file. And there were a lot of steps in this process, and we sort of had to relearn how to do it each time. There were a few other things I'm just not going into detail here, but it was time consuming. Once we had that flat file, we would then make graphs, about a dozen or so graphs from that flat file, and we would merge the graphs, pull out some tables, some graphs, and we would create a Microsoft Word document and enter in each of those, cut and paste each of those values. One other thing we had to do in that Excel flat file was create new columns based off the other data. So looking at investigation time, we would have to calculate it. So we'd be creating new columns in this Excel thing, in this Excel file, each and every time. This took about 8 to 12 hours each month of staff time. It was very error prone. Humans are very likely to err, and it was exceedingly tedious. Nobody wanted to do this report, but it was an important report, so we did it nonetheless. And just to give you an idea of how humans are error prone, you'll see up in the upper right hand corner left hand corner says old state. It really should say new state. So I apologize for that. But for the new state, what we did was we pushed towards using R Markdown. So it's R Markdown is a markup language, and similar to say HTML or XML. And what you can see here on the left, anywhere you see some of the blue text, that's going to be text that's modified one way. So either the hashtags means it's a header, the asterisks make it bold, and then there are these little tilde-like things that say run some R code. And R Markdown, what makes it so useful is that it leverages R code to its fullest. So you can run your analysis in the actual product that's going to spit out your PDF. And this gray box here is more R code, where if you have it, you need extensive R code, you can just block off a section and say, do all the coding you need to make a table or a graph or a figure. You can use all the different packages R has to offer. You can connect directly to a SQL database. So no more logging in and downloading a report. If you have access to the back end, you can do all this automatically, no human intervention. So now what we do in our new state is we run the SQL script to get our single flat file. No more merging, no more adding new columns. It's just one flat file that we have to do, and we just update the dates for the SQL code. And then we use the R Markdown code to generate a PDF report. So this new process takes 30 seconds once you have the flat file. Getting the flat file takes about 2 minutes to log in, enter our credentials, run the SQL code, download it. And so we've saved tremendous time. Our ability to make mistakes, has diminished. And each of the elements in this R Markdown report are the same except for where you see this yellow boxes. Those yellow boxes, the code creates those. You don't have to worry about them. And you can start looking at your reports a lot more closely because you're worried less about correct data and more about the analysis. Here are my analysis.